Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good to be here to worship this morning and to honour the Lord. And to start off this morning, we're going to sing again the song, The Heart of Worship. And as I was working on this week and amongst all the boxes of unpacking and that, it just kept coming to me again that we need to get this song really deep into our heart. It's, you know, it's not about me, worship, it's all about Jesus. So we're going to sing this song and then just have a slight break in the middle and then we've got two more. Thank you, Jess and Joe.
All is your joy, and I simply come. Allow me just to bring something that's so worth that will bless your heart. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear. You're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship. Express how much you deserve.
thank you, Lord, for who you are, for reminding us again that our worship is not just about a song, it's about you.
That's true.
And Lord, this morning we want to thank you for what you do in our hearts with every single part of worship of our lives, whether it's our job, whether it's being out on the farm, whether it's in the community, whether it's at home, whether it's music, whatever it is, everything is about you. Mm-hmm. Our finances are about you. Our attitudes are about you. Mm-hmm. And Lord, this week may we that really sink into our hearts, yes, that everything in our life 24/7 is about you. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. Amen. We've got a couple more songs to sing, but before we do, I just want to... I was really praying about something this week about, you know, I feel that God is... You can sit down just for a minute. I feel that God is, like, speaking to us and just saying, you know, there's just more to life than coming to church and singing a few songs and hearing a message and all of that. And I believe that God is just saying to us, you know, we need to just lift up to the next level in our lives personally, with us and where we're going and what we think about God and who we think he is and who we think he is in our lives. And something came to me and I thought, oh, I think I'll be bold enough to say that. So I'm going to do it. And I feel like maybe it might be said next week as well. But I just had this sense that, I'll back up a little bit. Last night when we were at the Waydale Trust AGM, it was an awesome, awesome night. And Doug and I were talking as we came home and thought, wow, what some amazing entrepreneurial guys starting off. And it's just gone on and on and on. And it's built and it's built and it's building again with new people coming on. And, you know, when you think of the vision of those people and what they had initially, it was absolutely awesome. And where that's gone to and how it's growing and growing. And this morning, I was really just thinking about a few people in our congregation that I really felt God wanted to say something to them in particular. I'm going to be brave enough to do that. It's a ministry that I quite often have, and sometimes I think, no, it's not for today, and other times I think it is. So today I'm going to be brave enough. And it's actually for Elizabeth and Charlotte. And I'm going to come down and speak to you. I don't know if... You know, you've heard about prophetic stuff and stuff like that. And Charlotte, I just believe that God wants you to know that you're a leader. Right? And you may not know that yet, you may know it. But I believe God is raising you up, and there's going to be things in your life that you don't have even seen yet. Okay? But I believe there's something on you that God really wants to say you want to go for it. Don't be afraid to go for it. Because you've got a personality. And Elizabeth, you fly under the radar, very quiet lady, but I really believe that God has got something in you that is hidden way down here, but it's some things that the desires of your heart, and don't be afraid to use those desires of your heart, even, you know, they've probably been hidden, maybe the things that you haven't even used yet. But I believe that God has got his hand on you, and it's like, use those gifts that he's given you. Don't be afraid to use them. One of the things is, as we're just preparing for worship this week, and Doug and I have had a great week talking about his message and things like that. You know, it's Christ in me, and Doug is talking about eagles this morning, and we were very privileged in the States to see bald eagles, which is the national symbol of America. It's actually, I think, on their flag. Everywhere you go, you see this bald eagle. And Doug's going to tell you a little bit about the bald eagle and his message. But I really just believe that in our congregation, we have a lot of families that are intermarried. And it's like, the thing that I wanted to be brave enough to say was that, you know, sometimes when there's a lot of people from the same family in a congregation or in the same church, it's like you never want to do anything different because you've always done it that way. And it's like the, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that. I was brought up in a church where all of my family went to. And I was a bit scared to even let myself hang loose and worship because I thought, well, you know, what will they think of me? They don't do that. But it's like, you know, I just felt like God was saying, get out of the mold of being sort of related and wondering what anyone might think about you because of your walk with the Lord. And it's like, let it loose and break out of those family boundaries, if you want to put it like that. And I don't mean to be offensive by that, because that is actually a really, really cool thing, to have family ties. But sometimes we're a little bit afraid because, well, no one's seen me like that before. No one knows that I've got a gift like that. No one knows that I'd really love to do that. And in our worship this morning, you know, it's about being Christ and Christ alone. It's actually God that helps me to be the person that I want to be. And the other thing that was coming to me all week was like, do I really know who I am in Christ? You know, when I belong in a big family, have I actually found out who I am? And the last song that we're going to sing today is it's quite a bit of a ragey song by Ren Collective called Rescue. And it's about being rescued from my sin and stuff like that. But the thing that had kept coming to me all week was being rescued from myself and being rescued and changing to who God says that I am. And sort of being rescued out of who I am because that's who people think I am. But who am I really? And it took me till I was about 50 years old to find out who I really was. Who was Ethel? I felt like I'd been living in the shadow of being a pastor's wife and all the expectations that were there. And when I found out who I really was, the things that were inside me started to really bubble up. So as you sing the song this morning of these two songs, In Christ Alone, you know, it's Jesus who tells me who I really am. And he tells me how to live and who I can be. And I can be rescued from myself to be who God really wants me to be. So underneath a lot of us, may know, we may not yet know who we are, but you know, something for us to work on is to, who am I in Christ? Who is Ethel? Who is Doug? Who's Glennis? Who's the real person inside us? And if we've never actually discovered that, we'd start working on that and be rescued from ourselves. Let's stand and sing.
Thank you. near is Jesus Christ.
There is good news for the captives. Good news for the shamed. There is good news for the one who walked away. There is good news for the doubter.
And intends us to be. Amen.